resolve security issues. Virtualized systems can reside on the same physical server and thus resolve the issue of providing firewall proxy configuration. Since some operating systems reject external firewall programs, this could become quite a hassle for business owners. With virtualization, the need for extra firewalls is eliminated. Improved hardware utilization. With virtualization, the CPU utilization increases to 70%, and in some cases 80%, compared to the normal 5 to 10%. Testing and training. Virtualized environments reduce the cost of testing and training because there's no need to retrain or test new servers. Therefore, the company will save wages and man-hours that would have been spent on testing and training. Types of virtualization. In addition to the desktop virtualization, we have other types of virtualization. Desktop virtualization, server virtualization, storage virtualization, network virtualization, and application virtualization. Desktop virtualization. Desktop virtualization provides a way for you to remotely manage individual desktops from a centralized server. This helps IT people to patch, upgrade, and manage their desktops virtually. We can access the virtualized desktop from various devices such as thin clients, PDAs, laptop computers, tablets, etc. How desktop virtualization works. Desktop virtualization eliminates the necessity to build additional data centers. It enables desktop disaster recovery. Server virtualization.